What?
You see,
okay.
Or you look.
And you say, I what are outside a few minutes ago, right?
I saw outside a few minutes ago.
And you say, we have what?
We have seen.
Okay.
The sun, or
is it? And say if I ask you about something, you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not.
Sure.
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You say, yes, I what all the time.
I do it all the time, or I do it pretty often.
And if you're asking me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me, do you want to ask me about him?
Uh-huh. Does he do that very often?
Would you ever say,
or very much? No.
Does that sound funny?
Sounds incorrect.
I might say, I don't smoke, but he
does.
And if you wanted to know why someone did something, you might ask, what?
Why does he do that?
Or just what?
Just what does he do that for?
Did you ever say what made him do it?
No.
And
I have heard people say what makes him do.
Uh-huh. But you
such and
such.
What make him? No. What makes him do that way?
Uh-huh.
You know, I've heard that.
And
I probably say that too sometimes.
You say, I don't know if he did that or not, but
people say that he does.
Okay. Say there was some cake or something. Say he said he was going to get some cake. You wanted to know whether you could have any. You'd ask.
Well, can I have some cake too?
Or going to get some?
Or am Am I going to get some cake?
Okay. And you'd say, say if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, I don't know him, but
I've heard of him.
Did you ever say heard tell of him?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear people say
yeah. That? Yeah, I've heard, but it's usually an older generation,
uh-huh.
You know. Anybody my age around, I don't even hear anybody around here say that, not nowadays.
Say if there was a loud noise, I'd ask you,
did you hear the noise, or
did you say, yes, I.
Yes, I heard it.
And talk about how tall rooms are. You said this room is about
6 feet. The walls are about 6 feet tall.
And say if a child just had her third birthday, you say that she's
3 years old.
And if I ask you, when are y'all going to Shreveport? You might say, well, right now we're what to go next week.
Getting ready to go next week, or waiting to go next week, or
gone. We're aiming to go?
No.
How does that sound?
I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I really don't.
What about fixing?
Fixing to go, yes. I say that all the time. I'm fixing to do such and such thing.
Does fixing mean immediately, or could it be off in the future?
It means, not in the future, but, you know, like in an hour or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean right now. Immediately. I'm fixing to do it. Well, you know, you got to fix first. I think we use fixing and rather than aiming, you know.
Mm-hmm. A woman who conducts school is called a
teacher, a school teacher.
Any special name for a woman who's a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw him what Shreveport.
Last week I saw him in Shreveport.
Did you ever say up or over or down?
You could say over in Shreveport. Sometimes you might say over in Shreveport.
Why would you say over?
I don't know.
What if you were talking about Little Rock?
I would say up in Little Rock.
What about Lake Charles?
Down in Lake Charles.
And your brother's son is called your
nephew.
And the child that's lost both parents is an
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after him is his
guardian.
Huh?
Guardian.
And say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my